Hello, this is Rebecca LaRoche, guest curator of this exhibition and associate professor of English at the University of Colorado at Colorado Springs. The context of women's medicine provides perhaps a different way of thinking about one of the most memorable scenes from Shakespeare's Hamlet, the moment in which the Mad Ophelia returns to the stage and distributes plants to the other characters. For Shakespeare's audience, it would have been common for a young gentlewoman to have learned the basics of medicine as part of her education. And upon closer examination, we discovered that Ophelia's plants, fennel, rosemary, rue, daisies, pansies, and columbines, are actually medicinal herbs. According to the medical literature of the time, these plants variously helped in easing the pain of a patient's inward parts, especially comforting the heart and brain. Two of these, rue and pansies, have the alternative names of herb of grace and heart's ease, respectively. In other words, these were herbs associated with feeling good. For Shakespeare's audience, having these medicines on the stage at this crucial juncture may have seemed like a last desperate attempt to relieve the pain accumulated during the entire play. When the herbs ultimately fail to stop Ophelia's breakdown, and all violets, a feel-good herb if there ever was one, die, it is clear that the tragedy has fully taken hold.